from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. The man accused of driving the car that did kill Heyer has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old woman was among hundreds of protesters who had gathered to protest a gathering of white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her mother, Susan Breaux, spoke at Wednesday's gathering.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, the president announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. In a tweet, he said that rather than putting pressure on the business people, I am ending both. Thank you all. A day ago, Trump called those quitting the panels grandstanders and said they could be easily replaced with more corporate executives. This is VOA News. President Trump says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a, quote, very wise and well-reasoned decision to postpone a plan to launch missiles toward the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam. In the Twitter comment Wednesday, the president said the alternative would have been both catastrophic and unacceptable. Kenya's opposition leader says he will go to the Supreme Court to challenge the results of last week's presidential election, in which incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner. Raila Odinga also said the opposition will preach peace, but reserves the right to assemble and protest. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Since Friday, when Kenya's Electoral Commission announced President Uhuru Kenyatta had been reelected, opposition candidate Raila Odinga has been telling supporters to stay tuned for his NASA coalition's next steps. He ended the suspense Wednesday when he announced the coalition will take its case of what he called a stolen election to the Supreme Court, despite previous statements to the contrary.
By going to court, we are not legitimizing misplaced calls. Some observers for us to concede, but are seeking to give to those who brave the long lines in the morning chill and hot afternoon on Tuesday, August 8, 2017. Mothers with their children tied on their backs, the sick, people with disabilities, old and young, a chance to be heard.
Odinga asserts the voting system was hacked. These allegations led him to begin his announcement Wednesday by giving the title of his statement, Kenyans Say No to Computer-Generated Leaders. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has been in London since May, seeking treatment for an unspecified ailment. Last week, he announced that he's ready to return home. But Nigerians are growing impatient. An online campaign known as Resume or Resign, that is gaining traction across the country. The United States, Mexico, and Canada opened negotiations Wednesday to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, a 1994 trade deal that was a major target in President Trump's run for office. He's called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history and one that has unfairly swollen the trade deficit with Mexico while allowing manufacturing jobs to migrate there. The Mexican economic minister, at an opening news conference in Washington, said the issue is not tearing apart NAFTA, but instead negotiating how the agreement can work even better. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.